Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think the court's going to find that presidential immunity exists for President Trump like every other president, but you got to be within the scope of being president. I think they'll send it back to the lower courts to find out exactly what actions fall within presidential immunity and what are considered personal. I think that's the way this will end. It will be some immunity for some of the actions.
Well, Lindsey Graham, Senator Lindsey Graham, speaking there about the Supreme Court hearing that we heard last week, and we thought we have to ask Will Scharf to come on the onto the show with us so that we can ask him about what it was like to listen to these from inside that room, to be able to experience what was discussed. We always get the media version of it. And of course, Will Scharf here is the best of the best for us to be able to get inside and see what happened. He's a candidate for Missouri Attorney General, former federal prosecutor for the Eastern District of Missouri, and he's one of Donald Trump's lawyers. Will Scharf, welcome back to the show.
Great to be with you, Annie. Thanks so much for having me on.
Thank you for fitting us into your busy schedule. We're really grateful for it. Give us your thoughts on your experience of that SCOTUS, the Supreme Court hearing last week on the immunity challenge for presidential immunity for Donald Trump.
Yeah, look, the arguments really couldn't have gone better for us. We were really excited coming out of the courtroom, and we were even more excited after we saw this incredible left-wing media breakdown when they realized what had happened in the court. It was really cool to see. Basically, this case is about presidential immunity. It came out of the D.C. prosecution into President Trump, which is about President Trump's efforts to investigate election fraud in the aftermath of the 2020 election. Our argument is basically what you just heard Lindsey Graham lay out, that for official acts in office, for a president's official acts, he can't be prosecuted unless he's first impeached and convicted by the House and Senate. We believe that naturally follows from the Constitution. It's supported by hundreds of years of case law and practice. And yet, when we first filed this motion to dismiss in the district court last fall, the media, the mainstream media and sort of leftist legal commentators all laughed at us, said it was a stupid motion. Then we got to the Supreme Court last week, and we believe we have a majority of justices ready to rule on our side. So it was a great day. It was a fun day. My colleague John Sauer argued for us. Another Missouri lawyer did an incredible job. And it was great to be at the table and to get to help with some of the strategic decisions that went into that and just be part of the team.
Can you explain to us folks who will never know what it's like to be inside that room? Like, what is this? You've got the Supreme Court justices right there. What is the room look like when you're participating in something like that?
So it's a beautiful room. It's this sort of incredible, very high-ceilinged room. There are these sort of stone carvings up towards the roof. The gallery is sort of packed with lawyers and members of the public, but it's a relatively small room. It probably seats a couple hundred. And then counsel's table, you're really right up against the bench where all the judges sit. So when you're arguing from the podium, you know, you're maybe 5-10 feet away from the justices, and they sort of wrap around you. So just keeping track of all of them and keeping track of their questions, it's a really daunting process. And it was interesting just seeing their reactions, their facial reactions, as counsel argued different things, seeing the interactions between and among the justices. I've been there before, but for this case especially, it was just it was great to be a part of the team, and it's a humbling experience.
Yeah, it seems like, especially from your description there, that it's an incredibly intimate setting, and to be able to have these conversations with these justices where their facial expressions might direct your next response or the way you order your words the next time you speak with them, but also I would assume a somewhat intimidating environment to walk into the first time. But I'm going to ask you, I'm not going to answer my question for you. I'm going to ask you this question. Is it intimidating? And if it is intimidating, is it the presence of the justices? Is it the actual system with which you guys are having an actual conversation between human beings that will decide something incredibly impactful for the direction of the country? I mean, does that intimidation factor into a day like last Thursday?
Yeah, you know, this case to us, it's even bigger than President Trump or this prosecution. It really is about the office of the presidency of the United States, about our constitutional order. And it was, I don't know if intimidating is the right word, but it was a heavy burden to bear for really our entire team. And as we mooted this case, as we prepared for oral arguments, it was really on our mind that, you know, we had to do our best because literally the Constitution was online. I'll tell you one thing, you know, in court, I always try to sort of maintain a very stony face. You know, you don't want to laugh or chuckle or, you know, pull faces or anything
That's
like
that. That's
the
same way we operate here on this show. That's good.
It's a serious thing, and you're representing a serious client. At one point, Clarence Thomas broke me. He was asking a question to Michael Dreeben, the counsel for the special counsel's office. And he mentions Operation Mongoose, which I'm assuming no one in the courtroom knew about, but I actually studied when I was in college. Mongoose was this harebrained CIA scheme in the 1950s and 60s to assassinate Fidel Castro with like exploding cigars and trying to make his beard fall out and like all of this like crazy old school CIA stuff. So I cracked a smile for about a second and a half when Clarence Thomas mentioned Operation Mongoose. But other than that, you know, we got in, we thought it went really, really well, to the point where we actually waived our chance for rebuttal, that after the special counsel was done, we counted votes. We thought we knew where the justices were, and we decided not even to take a chance at rebuttal arguments, which is very uncommon at the Supreme Court. So really the arguments couldn't have gone any better for our side, and we're eagerly awaiting the Supreme Court's opinion, which we'll probably get in June.
So we're speaking with Will Scharf, one of Donald Trump's attorneys, was in front of the Supreme Court last week to talk about that presidential immunity. Everything that I consume is through some sort of, I assume, political filter, a news organization, ones I like, news organizations I know that I agree with, ones I don't. And I was flipping through after the arguments were complete on Thursday and kind of going to Fox and going to CNN, and it was really interesting, the mood that I was getting, just kind of, I hate this word, but the vibe I was getting from each of those stations. And, you know, it seemed to me like the presidential immunity question, I've heard from Donald Trump, like, if there is no immunity, then we will have a ceremonial president. I believe that's the phrase he uses. And then from the other side, it turned into CNN, and they're fretting over the fact that there might be some presidential immunity here that could protect someone even like Donald Trump should he be the president. And they were saying that if there's immunity on everything, then we would have an imperial presidency. So we have ceremonial on one side, imperial on the other. Is there something in the middle where you assume or hope or intend to see the Supreme Court fall down between those two assessments?
Yeah, I think we have a presidency that is constrained by the structural checks imposed by the U.S. Constitution, by our system of laws, by our system of government. And I think that's held us in good stead for over two centuries of American history. And what's unique and exceptional is this new idea that the way to deal with presidential malfeasance is not through our constitutional system, is not through the checks and balances, the impeachment process, et cetera, set out by our Constitution. It's by trying to throw former presidents into prison. That's never happened before in American history. That's a totally new thing that the left, the Biden administration, has pulled out to go after Donald Trump. And it's worth noting that they didn't start prosecuting him until he was running for president again. So the scariest thing to me is not, it's not that the court might not give us exactly what we want. The scariest thing to me is that if we don't establish this firm doctrine of presidential immunity, that we're going to see just an endless cycle of recriminations and political prosecutions that'll consume our country, that every previous president is going to get criminally prosecuted as soon as he leaves office, that it's just going to be never ending. And I think that's how the republic could die. So that's the scary thing to me. I actually, the Trump team put me on CNN and they put me on CBS last week. You're absolutely right. There's just a totally different perception of what we're dealing with, of what the situation is there. I had to fight with Caitlin Collins in primetime on CNN, which was a deeply, deeply weird experience for me. But yeah, it's sad that that's where we are as a country.
Yeah. Will Scharf with us right now, not with Caitlin Collins, as he was saying earlier, but I'm going to tune in and go find that interview and just watch and see who makes whom squirm a little bit more in that interview. I've heard that people expect it to be not a 9-0 ruling. I don't know what your anticipation is, and I know better than to ask you to predict, because you always say you don't like to make predictions. But I hear confidence in your reply so far to how you feel this is going to go. But a lot of people saying that this will be remanded back to, I guess, is it the D.C. court, and they'll have to figure out what is a private act and what is an official act. Any chance it gets put back to that court and we find out, oh, they're all private acts, and they can continue on with the court case as they were?
So if that were the case, we would then have a right to take another appeal up to the D.C. Circuit and back up to the Supreme Court. So that's kind of how this case is going to move. I think the court is going to set a standard on which acts are immune, which aren't, not in terms of specific acts in the indictment, but in terms of broad principles. They're going to remand that back down. We're going to have to litigate over that. Jack Smith's team wanted to bring this case to trial last January, which was insane. At the very least, we've forced the courts to engage in serious deliberation over these core constitutional issues before they can just throw a former president on trial for his official act. And I think that deliberative process is going to continue, and I think it's going to continue for a long time now. But fortunately, I think President Trump is going to win the presidency in November. And then these cases should all rightfully be dismissed. And I think that's how this ends.
Will Scharf speaking with us right now. The consequence of the Supreme Court ruling, which we should get sometime, I think I heard you say in June, maybe towards the end of June. There what, two Jack Smith cases, the J6 one in D.C. and then the Mar-a-Lago one in Florida. Is that correct? Those are the two Jack Smith trials?
That's right. Those are the two Jack Smith ones. And then there's the Georgia prosecution, which is also over 2020 election stuff. And then obviously New York, which is ongoing.
So what kind of reach does the result of this SCOTUS ruling on the immunity have when it comes to everything Donald Trump is facing right now?
Well, we think this would probably dispose of the D.C. prosecution, depending on the exact nature of this decision and also the exact nature of the Supreme Court's decision in another case called Fisher, which is a January 6 case that involves some of the charges that are also brought against President Trump. So the D.C. case, I think, is on very shaky foundation right now. Florida involves some official conduct as well. And if the Supreme Court were to grant us some immunity here or recognize some immunity here, that would have a real impact on Florida. It would also have a huge impact on Georgia, which involves a lot of the same conduct in the aftermath of the 2020 election. So a ruling here by the court along the lines of what we suggested would deal probably not a fatal blow, but a very, very serious blow to the entire campaign of lawfare that's being waged against President Trump.
I want to ask you one last question, because while we're talking about that Mar-a-Lago documents case, I sent you a message, I think towards the end of last week, and they were talking about these documents that were unredacted from Judge Cannon. Is that the right one in Florida?
Yeah, Eileen Cannon.
So there have been some documents that have exposed some connections between the prosecution of Donald Trump there in Florida and a connection directly to Biden's White House. And this is so Will Scharf. He's like, oh, I wrote a paper on this a year ago. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, well, I need to know about this from you. Will, talk to us just briefly here about what is going on with those documents that have been released here in the last week or so in Florida and what that means for the Mar-a-Lago case.
So a lot has been unredacted. There's a lot that's been made public for the first time. There are two big ones, though, that I think are worth noting. First, we finally have unredacted documents that relate to what appears to be a very, very serious misuse of power by a member of the prosecution team, that a prosecutor named Jay Bratt, according to court documents that have been released, in an interview with Walt Nauta's attorney. Walt Nauta is President Trump's sort of personal aide and one of his co-defendants. In this interview, Jay Bratt said to Nauta's lawyer, basically that if he couldn't get Nauta to testify, that would torpedo his chances of becoming a judge in D.C., a position that he'd applied to. Now, if that's the case, that's a serious, serious misuse of power, and there should be consequences for that. The other unredaction that I think is really important, we're starting to get more information about how these boxes ended up at Mar-a-Lago in the first place. And at least with respect to a lot of them, it turns out that they were shipped to President Trump by the National Archives. So these boxes that they're now saying that President Trump didn't have the right to retain because they should have been sent to the National Archives were sent to President Trump by the National Archives. So in order to convict him of a crime, they have.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Have to prove not just that he had documents that he wasn't supposed to have, but that he knew he wasn't supposed to have them, and yet he nevertheless retained them. How do you prove that if they were literally shipped to him by the people that they're now saying he should have sent them to? So it complicates the factual picture in this case tremendously. And I think the more that we find out, the more documents that are unredacted, the more that becomes public, the weaker and weaker and weaker that case is going to look.
Man. Well, Sharf, we are so grateful to have you as a connection on this show. We appreciate your time. And we'll get done with this interview, and Brad's going to ask to book you again right after we get done, because you have so much information for us. We're always grateful for it.
No, great to be with you guys. Sorry I can't be in studio today, but really appreciate you having me on.
You have other things to do. We understand that. Well, Sharf, we'll talk to you again soon. Thank you so much.
Yep. Thanks, Annie.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.